The?
Just fun podcast. Just fun with the fellas. Kiss Kyle Drew. Today, Kyle's going to riddle me this.
Oh, wow. We're getting right into the riddle. Wow.
No time wasted.
No time wasted here. You already had a kind of false start at this one.
We did. We saw it. But we didn't see the answer.
What has a head and tail but no body?
I think I know it.
Go ahead.
A coin.
Yeah. Wow, that's good.
Yes!
That's quick.
I have one.
Okay.
Even though it's not my week.
You can still throw a riddle in there.
I fly with no wings. I cry with no eyes. And darkness follows me everywhere. What am I?
I know what it is.
You do?
It's a shadow?
Nope.
It's a cloud.
It is a cloud. Well done. Nice. Yay, Drew. That nice. Might be the quickest riddle segment.
Yeah, that was pretty quick. Did you watch
Kyle.
The paper?
Oh, yeah. I did.
What did you think?
Not the whole thing. Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I didn't watch any of it.
I don't have Peacock.
I watched 3 episodes so far. I don't think I've watched enough to make an informed decision. But... so far, so good.
Oh.
Thanks.
Did you have popcorn while you had it? Are you watching it?
Yeah, I did.
It's wonderful. You have anything in your popcorn?
I can't do this again. Can't do it again. I thought the paper was good, though. So far. 3 episodes in. It's funny. It's definitely different.
Is it better
than
the
Office? No. No. Not even close. But it's kind of like the first season of The Office where it's a lot of like introducing characters.
No, I mean, you have
you got to like power through that first season.
Yeah.
Those first few episodes, they're a lot slower.
I don't know. I'm loving Suits.
It ain't no diversity day, I'll tell you that.
Suits is great.
Yeah. I haven't watched it.
It's a great show.
Yeah,
how far in are you?
I'm on episode 10 of season 1. I think there's 5 seasons or so. 6 seasons? 7 seasons.
Yeah, my parents were really into
9 seasons.
Yeah, I think it's in the double digits.
32 seasons. 473 seasons.
That. Yeah.
Of
Suits.
Of Suits.
Of Oh No, Mike, Suits. You're going to be found out as a lawyer.
Even though you're not.
Dude, you almost got caught the other night.
Oh. Mm. Goodness gracious.
Scary.
So do you feel any different?
Not really.
No?
No. It's very underwhelming. I love
it. Everyone makes
Batman,
a big
though.
Big deal out of it.
Yeah.
Well, because they all go and get shit-faced.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I turned 21.
Don't feel different?
And he drank like a responsible adult.
What
a loser.
it was Batman, Save the World, Save Gotham.
What do you think of the breakout room?
It was fantastic. I think Drew really undermined what I was going to be capable of in that room. And I think I pulled my weight.
What?
I thought Drew going into it was like, this is going to be like the worst.
Underestimate.
Yeah. Undermined it. I was like,
yeah, you double crossed.
I'm the underminer.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be more useless for sure.
Nah, I felt good.
You were not.
Yeah,
I felt really good.
You did well.
Yeah.
You performed
well.
Dude,
good kid.
Yeah.
Did real good.
Moved up to second line. You know.
Take it easy.
Pretty cool.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. So you don't feel different?
Not really.
No.
No, I mean. No. Not really. I mean, I feel exactly the same. Is this a segment?
Huh?
Is this a segment?
No, just something I thought I'd bring up, but it's going to lead us into a segment.
Oh, okay.
Combined with something else I wanted to talk about.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Which is football.
Oh, nice.
I'm real excited for football to start.
Well, it's good because it's week 2.
Nice. I'm so excited. I watched the Patriots and they stunk up the field.
You watching the game tonight?
No, probably not.
So excited for football. Not going to watch Thursday night football.
Home and go to bed. I couldn't watch Monday night because I don't know what it was on, but I couldn't get it. I couldn't get the game. That's kind of a scam.
Monday?
The streaming stuff.
Oh my gosh.
It is ridiculous.
They did it for the NHL too.
You can't get any game anywhere. Like, I don't want
to.
Crazy.
I just you have to have 12. Oh,
you might as well go back to cable. NFL. Yeah, what the hell? Streaming. Yeah. Might as well go back to cable. I have to pay for 100 different streaming apps just to watch what I want to watch. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it is the same thing with the NHL. We had to buy a whole new thing just to watch the NHL playoffs.
Yeah,
last year.
Ridiculous.
It's messed up.
It's crazy.
It's brutal.
Can you guess the top 10 NFL teams that drink the most at their games?
Like the fans?
Probably.
The fans. No. The players. The players? In the middle of the game that are drinking.
I know Marshawn Lynch used to drink Hennessy before games, so.
Back in the day, all the NHL guys were just six-pack in between in the intermissions.
And so Drew's up first.
I'm up first.
If you'd like to be.
I'm going to go with the Packers.
Packers are not in the top 10.
I'm going with Bills.
You know, Bills Nation. When you have a lot of hurt in your franchise like the Bills do, you are bound to drink. They're number 2.
Wow. Philly? Eagles?
No, not the Eagles.
Oh, the Birds let me down.
They did.
The Dolphins?
Not the Dolphins.
I'm going to go with America's team, Cowboys.
Not the Cowboys.
Dude, we're running out of NFL
the
team.
Raiders.
Not the Raiders, wow.
Patriots?
Nope, not the Pats.
Dude.
The Chiefs.
Not the Chiefs, no. You think of teams that suck. Their fans are just drowning their sorrows. And
Steelers?
Boom. Not the Steelers.
Dude.
The Bears.
Nope.
Dude, we're running out of NFL
teams. Pick a team that's worse than the Bears.
I can't.
Exactly.
I feel like we're running out of NFL teams.
I think you might be.
I mean, there's only 32.
You know
32.
What's cool is that Falcons? There's 9 that you haven't guessed. I know
Atlanta
that for
Falcons?
Sure. Nope, not the Falcons.
Oh, my gosh.
The Panthers.
There it is, number 4, the Panthers.
That's an NHL team.
Carolina Panthers.
49ers.
Nope.
Hell, you don't even want football teams?
Ravens?
He does.
Oh!
No! I don't think Kyle knows anymore.
I think I'm out.
Cardinals?
Cardinals are the number 1 team.
Damn.
Really? Yeah. Isn't
where,
that
are
nuts?
They, where are they even? Where are they?
Arizona.
Oh.
How do they base it? Is it based on alcohol sales in the stadium?
Yeah, well, it's based off a poll that they ask the fans.
Oh, that's
and
stupid.
How many fans say they drink this many beers per game. Just take the average of that and average it out.
Oh, county still.
Yeah, anyway.
I got to think of another football team.
You got the Cardinals, the Bills, and the Panthers.
Seahawks?
No.
Oh, I know one.
I'm not sure you do.
You know, the Titans?
Yeah, nice, Kyle. Number 5.
Wow.
Tennessee Titans.
Wow.
They have to think of another team.
Did you get the Jaguars?
No.
The Jaguars squeaking in at number 10.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Go, Kyle.
Oh, my gosh.
Run with the ball.
The football. I don't think I know an NFL team.
Would you like to pass?
Yeah, pass.
The Lions?
Nope.
I'll keep guessing teams until you figure out one.
Yeah, go.
Jets?
Nope.
The Giants?
The Giants, number 8.
Wow.
It's hard because we're all over the place, you see.
Yeah, you should have went in order.
Yeah, honestly.
Alphabetical order.
Oh, yeah.
Alphabetical? Should've done that. No. Commanders?
Commanders, number 6.
Wow. Oh, Vikings.
Oh, yeah, Kyle.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
No, Kyle.
We're going to be near this team. Well, not anymore, but we would have.
What?
Texas. Oh, the, where are they? Titans? No.
That's Tennessee.
What's the name of the team?
Nashville?
No.
No. Texas.
They're red and blue.
Texas Texans.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, it is the Texans.
Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans.
Nice, Kyle.
Nice.
You're missing number 7 and number 9.
Is it tied right now? Are you keeping score?
It is tied.
Wow.
Wow. Big two coming up. Way out west.
The Colts.
Nope. Good guess, though.
Damn it.
Way out
Broncos?
West.
That's not way out. You talking further, Cali?
Further than the Broncos.
Alaska?
little more towards us.
The Rams?
Nope.
The Bengals?
Nope.
Well, that's a good guess. They suck. They do have nice uniforms, though.
California.
Is the Raiders, the Rams.
Raiders are not in California. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Close enough. Those are the same things.
Not really.
So what's you up there?
Where's the
49ers, but they're LA. In San Fran.
LA, oh. Rams?
No.
No, it's...
Pretty sure they're St. Louis.
LA.
St. Louis?
Right? What's the LA?
No, I think they moved to LA.
Maybe they did.
I
don't
know. Well, I know they're yellow and blue.
Yeah.
That's the Rams.
No.
Oh, the Chargers!
There it is, oh.
They're both yellow and blue.
Yeah.
Okay. One more to go.
Where is it?
I think you can give it away.
Where is it? New England.
No. You already said Patriots. In case I need a tiebreaker there.
Where is it?
NOS are the initials.
O-S?
Those are the initials.
Oh, the Saints.
The Saints, yeah. New Orleans Saints. Good job, Drew. You win.
The NOS.
Go local sports.
Go local
In case you're wondering, the Patriots are number 28.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I thought it would have been way higher.
So not really. Aren't there 28
We don't do surveys. They're 32.
32 teams. Yeah.
32 teams.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't do surveys in New England, I guess.
I mean, they should do it by the metrics, not the survey.
Yeah.
Survey says.
Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah. I thought the Pats would have been way higher, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if it's a recent survey, I'm sure if they did it 20 years ago.
This alcoholic over here.
If they did it 30 years ago, I'm sure it was way higher.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I think the building's probably too empty now.
Yeah.
It looked packed, though, on Sunday.
It's opening, yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a good team. You know, middle of the pack. Make the
middle
playoffs.
Middle of the pack. They won't make the playoffs.
They'll make the wild card.
They won't make the wild card.
They'll make the wild card. They'll be like a game back.
No way.
They'll be right there.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm excited for hockey, though.
What, you want to watch the Bruins lose?
Anyway, I bought a bag of chips the other day.
Okay.
What the hell?
Sorry?
Air. I just fold it in half. Just air everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like it wasn't always like that.
Shrinkflation.
Yeah.
You heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard
of it. Well, if you think about it, they're selling the ounces. You get
Yeah, it is.
On the bag, it says the ounces of chips that you're getting.
But you give me a family size bag and it feels like there's less chips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I feel you.
Like, I feel like I'm just getting scammed.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Every time.
Every time I have a bag of chips.
Every time I buy a bag of chips. And the little ones are even worse.
Yeah.
There's like 3 chips in there. It's ridiculous.
Rap City, though, they fill their bags up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
Sun Chips, too. I love the Sun Chips. They fill their bags up a lot.
It's
like the
chip.
Orange ones.
Mm.
Right now?
What are those, the garden salsa ones?
No, those are the cheddar.
They're cheddar.
The orange ones?
Orange Sun Chips.
Garden salsa is red.
Yeah, that's the red bag.
Orange Sun Chips right now are my favorite.
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
How often does it change?
About 2 weeks ago when I discovered them. again.
Again?
I feel like I forget about them. It's like a...
It's his fallback.
Me and Chips go through a love-hate relationship.
What's something that, like... I did. Oh, a Calypso? Do you know those? It's a drink. It's real good. It's like
Calypso,
in the glass.
That's
bottle.
A good song.
I don't know that song.
Is that Calypso? I don't know.
Some Chips.
I like the blue one. And the red one. Red one's cool.
Of the Sun Chips?
Calypso. Oh, Sun Chips too. I like the red Sun Chips.
Yeah.
So how would you feel if you did
Sun Chip, I'd go red.
Really? How about the blue bag?
Yeah, I guess the blue bag.
I'd go the orange.
Orange is great. Yeah. I think orange is the best right now.
Yeah.
You ever try the honey barbecue?
The orange. No, I don't branch out too much with my chip flavors.
Yeah. I stay away from barbecue.
I got a small circle, and it's in that circle is the nacho cheese Doritos, regular potato chips, baked Lay's, and then sour cream and onion chips, and I kind of stay in that little circle there.
No,
that's more of a square.
It's a square. I stay in that square.
No tortilla?
Branch out there. I mean, you know, if there's dip around, sure.
Or nachos.
You just had them at Maggie's.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's different.
More of a pentagon now, isn't it?
I'm not just buying tortilla chips and then eating those.
Tortilla? Aren't they tortilla chips?
Sure. Whatever you want.
Tostitos?
Tostitos?
Tostitos are good, though. But, like, you got dip, no?
Yeah.
Not just eating those plain.
What's the best dip? Sour cream and onion?
Guac.
For chips, yeah, maybe.
Onion dip? Buffalo chicken dip?
Ooh.
Horned up over there.
Hey, Kyle.
Cheese?
No.
Salsa?
Salsa's good.
Salsa with cream cheese?
No.
It's good.
Wait, what?
It's good stuff. Put a block of cream cheese in my salsa.
He just drizzles the salsa on top of it.
Is that a thing people do?
Yeah, my grandmother does it.
Okay, so Kyle's side of the family
does it. There's no way that's a real thing.
You should try it.
What is it?
Cream cheese and salsa.
He doesn't even know what it is.
It took me a second to get the salsa. Cream cheese and salsa. What'd you just look up?
Cream cheese and salsa dip.
That's it?
Yeah. That's what you said it was.
Bang, right there.
This?
No, I just used to just this? Put a Let me whole... See it.
Oh my god, dude, that looks like cat puke.
No, it doesn't.
Ooh.
Oh my god. That looks horrible.
Well, no, that's more of like an Alfredo, but like...
That's more an Alfredo.
What? If you look at
what
I do...
This is baked cream cheese and salsa. That looks a little more appetizing.
Yes.
That I haven't tried better. It, but...
I just tried the bad version. Ugh!
No, you take a bowl, and you take salsa... You put salsa in, and then you take the cream cheese, and you just freaking drop
a
block of
discolored.
Philadelphia.
That's a big recipe.
It is discolored.
Oh, well, yeah, man. It's like an off pink.
No, thank you.
It's like a lady pink.
I'm all set.
Light pink? Baby pink?
I'm good.
Not fluorescent pink.
I'm good.
Good pink?
Thanks. I don't want any of it.
Little pink.
I like a little pink.
Little pink?
Anyway, Kyle has some sad news for us.
For what?
Sticky notes under there.
We left you. Why is that sad? You should be happy about that.
Okay, well, Kyle has great news for us.
He has an apology for us.
About
Chris.
The Zach Todd.
Okay, yeah, an apology.
Yeah. He's pretty good. For like 4 songs.
Okay.
I respect him, and I think he's a great country song music player. but he's just not my style. So here's a quick run through of Zach Top's album.
Hey, no cheating.
Oh, there's more of them. I wrote these up.
It's not about
that. Good Times and Tan Lines, a 7.5. I'm going to change that to a 7, actually, because it's been overplayed. Flip Flop, it's a 7. It's kind of like a Margaritaville wannabe. So it was pretty cool. Guitar, probably a 4 out of 10. Sounds like every other country song. My sticky notes is 5 out of 10, but I'm going to change that.
Can I almost be sad tonight?
When you see me, so. 5 out of 10. Very boring. Good lyrics, just slow. I don't know. Didn't rub me the right way. That's what I wrote on my sticky note. That's different.
I was reading that one. I was like, what's going on here?
Between the Ditches. Very sorry. Just boring. Splitsville. Splitsville. You loved it.
That song's great.
This one says, really sorry. Just very boring. And all the rest of them kind of are about threes. Zach Top, you're great. You're a great musician. Just
not for Kyle.
Just not for me. And not for Kyle. That's fine. You know,
you can, are for me.
We can have different opinions.
No, I applaud that.
Yeah,
that's good.
I figured I'd just, I was a little too harsh last time. You know, I'm.
Yeah, yeah. It was, you were a lot nicer.
Today, yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know.
That was very sweet of you.
Don't want to yuck anyone's yum. And then I was also thinking about foods I wish existed. I saw a TikTok.
We could invent, or
no, this is like I wish they existed, like not invented. Okay. From Funfetti Bagel.
Just sprinkles and
just
sprinkles.
Just
yeah,
just sprinkles.
You ever hear of Funfetti?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would taste good, though. What would you put on it? Cream cheese?
Yeah.
It'd have to be like a cream cheese frosting, no?
You ever go cream cheese and then a little bit of sugar over it?
No.
Like powdered sugar?
No, like regular sugar.
Just regular sugar.
Yeah.
I haven't done that.
You should try it.
I go for the butter and cinnamon sugar.
Mmm. That is good. I like that on toast.
Yeah, very good. It's good on everything. Can't mess with that.
Brookie Pop-Tart.
Isn't that a thing? Oh, Pop-Tart.
Yeah. A brownie and a cookie.
Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart.
I feel like a brownie and a Pop-Tart would be a hard thing to...
Yeah. Well,
The top would be a cookie, and then the inside would be the brownie.
Basically, the chocolate fudge one.
Yes, exactly.
Basically.
The brownie one, so...
Yeah.
So how would... You just have to tweak that.
Yeah, and then the last one is from our like third episode, a little bit of fun, ice cream. It's a vanilla base with Kit Kat and fudge in it.
Sounds so good.
We said that in episode 3, I think. And I was really craving it the other night.
That sounds good. We should just make it and sell it. Partnership with Maggie's Farm. Bang.
Make ice cream.
Bang. We are ice cream makers.
We should try Richardson's.
Yeah. I don't know if they would go for that, really.
I don't know.
Shoot! Anyway, we'll play a game.
Sure.
It's the game that Kyle introduced last week.
Drew is like gone it. Right now.
He had so much energy.
I know. What happened?
5 minutes before we were recording, and then all the food hit him right in the stomach, and now he's falling asleep.
It was a long night last night.
Okay, anyway. Kyle introduced this game last week, and I liked it, so I thought I'd run with it. You have to delete one forever.
Oh, four okay. Things.
You have to delete one forever.
Oh, I have no.
4 rounds.
Okay.
Okay. First up is phone apps. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, or your Maps/Waze. So if you don't use Maps, you can't just, I'll use Waze, because I know you'll say that.
Does everyone lose it?
Yeah, everybody loses
like,
it.
Like, this is, like, everything.
It's just gone forever.
It's gone forever.
Yeah. Can I use... Does my car have map?
No.
There's
you
no...
You have to use a map.
There's no... You have to use a paper map.
A paper map.
I'd probably go Instagram.
That's what I probably would have said. And I would want to say YouTube, because I don't really use YouTube a lot, but it's, like...
Except for watching Just for Fun with the Fellas.
Obviously. But then it's, like... Also, those videos when you need to learn something. Yeah. Like, when you got to fix something.
I graduated YouTube University.
Yeah.
So,
that's a lie.
You got still so much to learn.
Huh?
It's an expression. Expression.
There you go.
I actually did not know what you were saying.
Yeah. No, I'd go.
Insurrection, that's what I heard.
Expression.
Yeah. So you'd go YouTube?
No, I'd go Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. Yeah, I'd probably go Instagram.
I just feel like Instagram is like good for reels now. But like,
yeah, but that's it.
It's as like, of like, I mean, I can get those like,
from TikTok.
That yeah, that's the thing.
It, and then I don't have to look through people's right. stupid stories.
Because I don't, you don't care. Have to now.
I don't care about your friend's birthday.
You don't have to oh. now, though.
No. They're right there at the top.
You just gotta press them.
Yeah, yes, right.
The little circles bother you.
It's full.
Yeah, when it's full, he's like, I can't do it. God, I keep dropping everything.
I'd okay. go Instagram.
Yeah, I'd probably go Instagram too. I think that's the right move.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can shop on TikTok.
Dessert foods. Ice cream. Cake. Cookies. Brownie.
Cake.
Yeah.
Really?
Easiest one.
But also I like I probably putting ice cream on cake. You get rid of brownie?
Yeah.
No.
Over cake? Probably.
No way.
I mean,
because that gets rid of cupcakes.
No, that's not. That's different.
It's no. Shut your goddamn mouth.
No, you shut your goddamn mouth.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
You shut your goddamn mouth.
It is cake.
In a cup.
In a different form. It's still cake.
It's a cupcake.
It's cake.
If I'm getting rid of one of these things, it's different.
It's not different. No, it's
maybe
not.
Tomorrow I'll argue you that it's the same thing. But
it
today,
is not
different.
It yeah, is not different. Different. Nope. You cannot have a cupcake if you decide to get rid of cake.
I can.
I'm sorry, that's the way it is.
No.
I am making the rules of the game.
Do you ever see at a party cupcakes and cake?
Yes.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
Crazy?
No, you don't. No,
that's
you
the
don't.
Dumbest thing I've ever said.
Literally every single birthday party.
Every birthday party I've ever been
there's
to.
Like cupcakes.
There's never a bowl.
They buy the little.
They have no. They have either
a
cake 4x4 sheet cake.
Okay.
Or they have
and
little
then they
cupcakes.
Have little mini cupcakes.
No. You gotta remember, I'm like a small family. We have a cake and then like the mini cupcakes if you don't want.
We have a cake and then big cupcakes.
Wow.
Yeah. We splurge on cake. I get rid of brownies.
I mean, you're getting rid of brownie batter then, like brownie batter ice cream.
That's okay.
Batter, everything.
That's okay. I'm all right with that. I can live without that.
I'm still getting rid of cake and cupcakes.
Great. I'm glad you see it the correct way.
Well, then you get rid of cheesecake, too.
I had cheesecake
every type
on
of cake.
Monday.
Red velvet
Oreo,
cake. Funfetti
cheesecake.
Cake. You get rid of funfetti.
I mean, cake is one of those things like you don't really
have
gonna,
I'm
going
to have a muffin
so like,
and put frosting on it. What now?
Okay, it's a muffin. I don't. It's different.
That's just weird.
It's a different. Yeah, you're just a psychopath.
No, I'm just gonna get a vanilla muffin.
Would frosting exist
a
without
vanilla muffin?
And cake? Put frosting. On.
I feel like that's different. It's just a cupcake.
If cake didn't exist, it's not just a cupcake. Maybe if you got a chocolate muffin.
I think it's maybe. A different. Different
but it's made differently. Different
it is.
Recipe.
It's more
different
thick.
Consistency.
It's just denser.
Yeah, but you're pretty much right with that. I'll give you that one.
I like the sugar top.
Cake is still cupcake. It's still cake.
Cake is cake, yeah?
Yeah.
So you're getting rid of pancakes, too?
That's
just
cake.
That's not cake. But it's just cake.
That's not cake.
But it's pancake.
That's not the argument I was making.
No, but it's pancake.
Not the argument I was making. It's made completely different.
It's cheesecake, pancake, cupcake. You gotta get rid of it.
Damn, you got a point.
He has no point.
I have a point.
Are you serious?
Dude, it's got cake in it.
It's completely.
You guys
different.
Listen to all these
getting
things.
Rid of cheesecake.
It's completely.
Cheesecake
different.
Has cheesecake is more good. Different
that's
to
true.
Cake
that's
than
true.
A pancake is.
That is true.
Dude, you know what?
So now you're getting rid of pancakes.
You know ice cream cake. I got ice cream on this.
Oh my
in these
gosh.
Four.
Damn.
Yeah, man. No ice cream cake.
Damn,
I mean,
yes.
I can have ice cream, but no ice cream cake.
No ice cream cake. Which is. Maybe the best form of ice cream, hot take.
No.
Yeah.
But if you're,
right.
if you're
you're right.
How are you classifying the cake?
Hamster stopped spinning.
Okay.
Hamster stopped for a
cake?
Second.
Yeah,
it catches
cake
breath.
Have you eaten cake before?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
So you know the taste of cake. And then
so you're going
you
off
eat
the taste.
Cupcake.
You're going off the taste.
You eat a cupcake.
Hold on. You're going
listen.
Off. Listen. You listen. Shut up.
You asked me a damn question. Listen.
Listen, young man. Listen.
Answer it faster.
Have you had cake before, Drew?
Yes.
Have you had a cupcake?
Yes.
Same thing. Same thing.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll cut it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll put a little bubble sound next time.
Have you had cheesecake?
Yeah.
Different, right?
A little different, yeah.
A little different?
You said we're getting rid of it.
I'm backpedaling on that.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm thinking I'm going to say just cake. Like true original cake.
What flavor?
What makes the cake the cake? I need your.
Have you eaten cake?
You know you what can't I'm go or no. eating cake.
You know exactly.
I need
what I'm
your
saying.
Parameters for the cake.
That is true.
Regular cake.
That's different though, because sure. if
a light and fluffy.
Yeah,
it's basically piece of bread, a pancake.
Yeah.
And something sugary on top.
Yep,
that's a pancake.
So no pancakes. Yes, ice cream cake.
What do you mean? No. Yes, ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake isn't. It's ice cream. It's like an inch of ice cream with Oreos on the all bottom. Right. No,
cancel it. We're getting rid of all cakes. All cake. We're making it easy. Every single thing that's cake.
I thought there was still
gone.
Cake and ice cream cake.
That show is a cake. Like a flip. I hope you enjoyed it, but it's gone.
You ever watch that show?
Yeah, I did.
It's freaking dude, nuts what people do.
Senior year,
binged it.
Dude, just binged it in shop because we didn't do anything. What show was I was it? Off a co-op
is
in
cake?
The winter.
Oh.
I got off a co-op in the winter. We just sat there, ordered JC every day, and just ate. And just watched Is It Cake.
It's nuts what people do.
Yeah.
Like, with it.
I know.
I mean.
Pretty cool. So, anyway, you would still get rid of cake?
Yes.
Great.
Now I'm all fuzzled.
What would you get rid of?
What type of cookie?
All cookies.
Every single one?
Every single cookie.
Oh, no.
You get your sugars, your oatmeal raisin, your chocolate chip.
That's a lot. That's way more than
cake. Snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles.
So the cake is just
the
cake.
The brookie.
The cake is all cakes. Ice cream cake, cheesecake.
It has cake in it.
If it says cake. Angel food cake.
Funnel cake?
Funnel cake. See you later.
Wow. You should really kick it to the curb.
Yep. Boom. Out of here.
Yeah, I guess cake.
I get rid of brownies. Too much cake. Chocolate.
I love brownies.
I love a good chocolate cupcake with vanilla frosting, so
I'd really I'm going to make you that. Some of my brownies. You'd love them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't overcook them like his?
No.
I think we undercooked them.
No, they were rocks.
No, they were...
Yeah, I am. Oh. I'm still traumatized. I'm still traumatized.
All the moisture was kind of gone.
Anyway, that was...
You want a nice moist
cake,
brownie, you know?
Yeah.
Just pop them
it's
in
gone.
The oven,
next
it's
one.
Whatever.
Next one.
All right.
Next four.
All right. For the next four, comedy duos.
Glad it's not trios.
I know. I would have had. That's why I did duos. Okay. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Mackie Mac.
Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson. Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider.
Can we just real quick? The first guy, the second, and the first guy. Who's that?
Will Ferrell.
No, not that guy.
John C. Reilly. Yeah, Step Brothers.
I was going to say.
And Talladega Nights. That's John C. Reilly.
Well, that guy.
The guy then, that stars in both of those.
Who's kind
of
the last one?
Rob Schneider is the guy that's in like every Adam Sandler movie.
There's a lot.
All of them are. Like, all of these friends are in all.
This guy's in every single one. He's the weird guy in Grown Ups.
Oh, he's got the like weird eyes?
Yeah, he's the. No, no, not the weird eyes.
The bus driver.
The strange
right?
friend in Grown Ups.
The bus driver?
No. The
they're all strange, Chris.
The guy that has the old lady wife in Grown Ups. That's Rob Schneider.
Has the old lady wife.
Those two.
Get rid of that.
I'll just break them up.
Yeah. Better alone.
You can't exile both of them.
Well, that's true.
Are we getting rid of
them?
No,
no, you're just getting rid of the duo.
Then, yeah.
You're getting rid of the duo.
Yeah, it's okay.
The comedy duo.
I think he's great, but like... I think you should have gone...
I'd probably get rid of... I almost went with him and David Spade.
No, you should have
Kevin
him
James.
Was, yeah, you should have done that one.
Okay, so we'll... Okay.
No, too late.
Adam
I already
Sandler
gave
and Kevin
answer.
James.
Damn it.
Either way, I'm probably going to get rid of Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
They're not...
They're not in enough for me.
They're not in enough comedies.
I really like Wahlberg.
It's not like...
Right.
When they play together, Kevin's comedy and The Rock is...
Tough guy.
You know?
Yeah, but the like,
but
they're funny though.
They're funny together.
They're hilarious together. Fourth and final one.
Okay.
Fast food restaurants. Raising Cane's.
Yeah, we're gonna keep that one.
Qdoba.
Probably keep that.
Chipotle.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need two of them.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A. Well, those are the ones I know you guys like.
I'd take Chipper out. Yeah. I like Qdoba a little bit better.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I'd go Chipper.
Probably Chipotle. I don't really care about either of those. I just was trying to pick ones that I knew.
I love Chipper though, but
yeah, it's good. But
I think Qdoba has
Chipper and Qdoba, the same thing. Yeah, they've but Chipotle has the little lime on the chips.
Oh,
they are good.
Yeah,
Chipotle has great chips.
Chipper.
Blind ranking. I was trying to sneak this in earlier, but the subject got changed. best chips 1 through 5.
Okay.
Cape Cod. Original. Not this stupid kettle thing. Those chips are terrible. Have you ever had those?
It's no.
Like the dark red bag. My dad loves them. It's basically just eating burnt potatoes.
Hmm.
Pretty bad.
Regular.
The original Cape Cod.
Hmm. I love Cape Cod chips.
I love Cape Cod. They might be the best potato chip.
I'm going to go with 2. You know, I think 2 is a solid choice for him.
I'll allow it.
I feel like Lay's and Ruffles.
I'll allow it.
So is it just classic potato chips or are there flavors in this?
No, there's flavors in here.
Okay. That could be a tough
there's
one.
There's flavors in here.
He could throw...
All chips.
He could throw a little Sun Chip action at us.
But if I say...
Yeah, Kyle's going to go one.
If
nice
I
one.
Say Sun Chip, then I'll give you the flavor of that.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay.
All right, next one.
Okay. Lay's barbecue.
Mm.
Awful. Don't put it on my list.
That's what he's going to say.
All right. I guess we'll go 5 then.
I don't hate them. I think they're pretty good.
No, I like them. The honey barbecue, though.
I don't think I've had those.
Those are good.
Is that Lay's?
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that. Nacho cheese Doritos.
Those are just the classic, right?
Yeah.
The red bag.
Those are really good.
They're so good.
Drew, what do you think?
3.
Oh, so
3. Ruffles, sour cream and onion.
Oh.
4.
Wow.
If
that
you
was a
went,
quick 4.
If you went with the... I agree. But if you went with the... Oh, what's Chip Tenley like? The red... It's like orange.
Oh, like the cheddar ruffles?
Yeah.
Those things?
Oh.
Cheddar and onion, I think. Or cheddar,
yeah.
cheddar
and sour
else.
Cream or something.
I don't know. So, those ruffles?
Those ones.
Those would have been 1?
Probably.
All right. Well, you get the red garden salsa Sun Chips.
Oh.
Number 1.
Nice.
It's ridiculous.
I'll take that.
You gave us 2 good chips?
Sucks to be you, doesn't it?
It does.
I think there's 5 good chips there.
I thought that was a pretty solid lineup of chips. I'm not going to lie. Garden salsa Sun Chips, 1. Cape Cod, 2. Nacho cheese, 3. Sour cream and onion, 4. And then Lay's barbecue, 5. Where they belong, probably.
Hmm.
On that list, at least.
I mean, I can't complain about that list.
No complaints from me.
Yeah.
It's a good list, except for, honestly, probably they don't belong in the 1, though.
No.
Not on that list.
No.
That can also take a hike.
Just get out of here.
1, 4, and 5 can go, I don't know, do whatever they want.
So the only chips you liked on that list were nacho cheese Doritos and Cape Cod original?
Yes.
What chips do you like?
It's like bland. Plain.
I mean, I like, yeah, pretty much. I like both red and blue Doritos, Sun Chips.
Blue Doritos are good.
I like the red better.
Blue and orange Sun Chips. Yeah, the red's definitely better.
Purple?
No, I've never had them.
A little spicy.
Too spicy.
A little spicy for me. But
too spicy.
Just randomly. He's hitting it with us.
Yeah.
Drew has a segment.
Dive on in, Drew.
Drew has a
Let's
thing.
Let's do it.
Drew has a thing.
I don't know if I took a screenshot or saved it, so please hold.
Uh-oh.
All right. While Drew finds his thing, you want to play fact or fiction?
Sure.
I want to play.
We'll run a quick round with Kyle.
Well, Drew likes
play. Oh, Drew likes play? Okay.
Everyone likes to play.
Found it.
Okay.
Great.
Oh, come on. Okay. What are the 12 U.S. cities with all 4 major sports?
Oh.
Boston.
Yeah.
Was he supposed to... Are we just shouting
just
them out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Shout it out. Okay, New York.
Yeah.
Tampa?
Does New York count like 3 times?
No, it's just New York.
Oh, okay.
Tampa?
No.
Florida.
It's cities.
Miami?
Yeah.
Do they count that?
Yeah, they do.
Who? Which team do they count? Just the Florida Panthers or the Tampa Bay Lightning?
I don't know.
Oh. I was gonna say it's
Houston. No, they don't have a hockey team.
They're Nevada
Dallas. Is Dallas one?
Yes,
Dallas is one.
Okay. L.A.
Yep.
L.A. Good one. St. Louis.
Nope.
Chicago.
Who do they not have?
Chicago. Yeah.
Chicago is yeah.
Definitely has it.
Detroit, yes. What'd you say?
Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So how many do we have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Halfway there.
Halfway there.
Seattle?
Nope.
What the hell am I thinking of?
Where are the Hurricanes from?
Carolina.
Carolina?
It's not nope. a city.
Well, that's why I was wondering what city it was. Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. What the hell is the... Denver.
Yep.
That was it. Oh, nice. Denver. Is this just in... USA or are we like
yeah,
Canada?
Yeah,
yeah. Is Arizona just USA. One?
Okay.
Arizona?
I mean, Arizona doesn't have a hockey team anymore.
Phoenix?
No, they don't.
Glendale?
They don't, Tucson. They don't have a hockey team anymore.
Oh, yeah, duh. Salt Lake City?
No.
No.
Vegas? No, not yet.
Working on it.
They're almost there.
They're working on it. Don't they just need the A's to
yeah, once build the A's get done. There, they'll be good, dude. There's another California city, right?
Yes.
Is it San Diego?
No.
Or San Jose?
No.
San Francisco?
Yes.
So
who's their NHL team?
He didn't write them down.
I don't know.
Oh, it's okay.
That should be names.
This could be made up.
Interesting. It might be.
One's like Anchorage, Alaska.
San Francisco doesn't have an NHL team, I don't think.
I mean, they could count as...
I mean, they might just count, like, the Ducks or the Sharks.
Yeah.
Whoever's close. Okay. Jersey?
No.
Oh. Long Island?
No.
Oh, because you just said New York.
Yeah. How many do we need? Five?
Three?
Three? We need three. Okay.
I think.
Three.
Does Buffalo count?
No.
They don't have a basketball team.
No, it's New York still.
Oh, that's true. Said Detroit.
Yeah, he said Boston.
Said Boston.
Boston.
Say.
Boston.
Nashville.
No.
Smashville.
Toronto.
Welcome to Smashville.
Nope.
That's in Canada.
We're in a Smashville. Catfish.
Is there more? There's no way.
Montana.
No, it's a state.
Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Nice, Kyle.
Ew, Kyle. Philly.
Yep.
Pitt.
Nope.
Pittsburgh doesn't have a basketball team, do they?
I don't think so.
Columbus?
Nope. You want a hint? It's small.
It's small?
Mm-hmm.
Chris?
Like the state is small or the city is small?
It's small.
It's small?
Yeah.
Delaware?
No. Nope. Delaware has no teams.
Hartford, Connecticut?
No. Nope.
Give me another hint.
Where else is small?
I know. He needs to pull up the...
It's not. It doesn't. It has to do with the name, not the...
The name is small.
Is it in Michigan?
The Giants. The Leprechauns. No, that's Celtics.
Isn't it Michigan?
I just said Detroit, though.
No.
St. Louis?
Nope.
Tampa Bay?
Nope.
Miami?
You already said that.
I can't think of one.
Nah, I can't. Atlanta?
Nope.
No hockey team.
Yeah.
They've tried three times. Hasn't worked yet.
Their baseball team sucks, but the other three are okay.
Doesn't help me at all.
I already said Denver.
You already said Denver.
Doesn't help me at all.
Their baseball team is trash.
Trash.
Trash?
Trash.
Where are the A's from?
I think they're sitting in San Fran right now.
I already said that.
Doesn't help me at all. Can you give me another hint?
Please.
The baseball team has three World Series.
They have three World Series?
The baseball team's...
Stop telling me baseball. It's not helpful.
Can you give us the colors?
Of which team?
I don't know. Maybe their baseball teams are so freaking good.
The only one you know?
They're blue and red.
Red Sox.
No.
Cincinnati?
No.
Chicago?
No.
What's their hockey team?
The basketball team is blue and gray.
Okay. Utah? NHL team. Jazz.
The NFL team is yellow and purple.
He's not going to get us.
The Vikings.
Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota. Damn Minnesota. It, I should have knew that. Fact or fiction? No. Okay.
God, you're hungry.
I will give you four statements. Two of them are facts. Two of them I have made up. It is your job to tell me which are which. Okay. Octopuses.
Octopi.
Octopussies have three hearts. And two stop beating when they start swimming. Sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins. Tomatoes were once considered poisonous in Europe. Mars once had a ring system like Saturn.
I'm going to go with the last one's true.
Two and three are fake.
All right, I'll lock it in with them.
Two is actually a fact. Three is fake. Four is fake. And one is fact.
Damn.
Yeah.
What was number two again?
Two was sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins.
Damn.
Crazy.
I thought octopus had two hearts. That's why.
They have three hearts.
That's nuts.
And two stop beating when they start swimming.
Imagine having three of them. They can also fit in a jar.
Dude, I can get shot in three places.
They can fit in a jar.
Are you just getting that from Finding Dory?
No.
Oh, okay.
I saw it at the aquarium.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They just shoved one in a jar?
Yeah, he climbed in.
Oh, he did it willingly? Yeah. That makes it okay.
I don't know if
shoved
they
shoved him
in
a jar.
Just poking him in his back with a gun. Get in there.
It's nuts. It was at the aquarium.
All right.
You like jiggle him around.
That seems mean.
It's like Jello.
By the way, I had this ready like a while ago.
The Jello?
Yeah, the Jello. Nice. Okay, round two. Shrimp's heart is located on its head.
Next.
I don't.
He's making something up right now.
No, I don't know this one.
What do you mean?
It auto-corrected to something, and I didn't see it.
Uh-oh.
Well, you can usually go back.
Uh-oh.
That's too far gone. Okay, all right, we get three for this one. So, right. In ancient Egypt, servants were covered in honey to attract flies away from pharaohs. And Babe Ruth once hit a home run with a broken bat.
Are we trying to guess the fact? Or
one and two are false.
You can try and guess the lie there.
Guess the lie?
Guess the lie. A shrimp's heart is located on its head. In ancient Egypt, servants were covered in honey to attract flies away from pharaohs, and Babe Ruth once hit a home run with a broken bat.
I'm going to go with number one is fake.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Damn it!
Oh, no.
Stupid. the fake one is that Babe Ruth hit a home run with a broken bat.
Really?
Sounds believable, though, doesn't it?
He hit a lot of home runs.
He did. He did hit a lot of home runs. All right. Third and final round. Water can boil and freeze at the same time. Goldfish have a memory span of 3 seconds. Canada has more lakes than any other country combined. And the FIFA World Cup trophy has been stolen twice in its history.
I'm going to go with 2 and 4 are real.
Sure.
You struck out completely.
Completely?
Completely.
Wait. Go back. I want the...
I'm going to go with 1 and 2 are real.
I want the... what was... Drew, we nodded at each other. What was it?
The goldfish?
Goldfish are real.
They have a memory of... Yeah. Memory span of 3 seconds.
I'm going with that one's real.
Incorrect.
Really?
It's 5.
Is it? I don't know what it is.
It's pretty quick, though, no?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Because I've heard...
Hence the expression, memory.
You have like a memory goldfish. Of a goldfish.
Yeah, look it up. If it's 3 seconds, then I'm sorry, but...
If it's 3.5 seconds.
Maybe it's 0 seconds.
Calling our fact, man.
For months.
Months?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Which ones?
The real ones were water can boil and freeze at the same time.
Up to 5 months.
Huh. Canada has more lakes than any other country combined.
Huh. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You think water's wet?
You want to tackle this one or should I?
No, you got it.
Okay. Sure, Kyle.
You think water's wet?
No, water makes things wet. Water itself is not wet.
What about the molecules?
You're up. I tag you in.
No, you keep going.
I tag you in.
No, no, I'm not doing
tag,
it.
You're in.
Tag, you're in. I'm not doing it anymore. You missed me. No, no. Tag, no tag backs. No, I said no tag backs.
No tag backs. Wow. Fine, I'll bite. What about the molecules, Kyle?
Well, the molecules are making each other wet.
Mm-hmm.
Making it water. Wet. I agree with you.
It's airtight science right there.
I think that water makes stuff wet, but it's also, I think the molecules are... making each other wet there.
But the molecules aren't wet before they...
Well, if you take a water molecule...
Yep.
And you put it with another water molecule, those two are making each other wet.
You have water.
You have double water.
You have more water.
But those things are hitting each other,
If
no?
I take this...
Well, they never actually touch. Boom! Science!
If they don't touch...
If I take this water bottle and pour it into this one, you're saying that my water is making your water wet?
Yeah.
Wow. Graphic.
What?
You didn't get that one.
But I mean, like, do you understand what
I'm
saying?
You'll have a laugh when you edit that.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Like, the molecules.
I know what you're saying. I just don't agree. I think water makes other things wet.
Yeah.
Water itself is not wet. The water molecules come together to form water.
But you don't think that the water molecules are making each other wet?
No, I think one water plus two water equals
that.
More water.
That's what I think.
Well, in that case, like, one Kyle, I touch you.
Well, let's just get...
No.
He's touched you.
Yes, yeah,
you
good.
Just touch
I'm a water molecule. You're another water molecule.
Okay. There's now more water.
Look at all the water.
We're wet.
No.
Look at all the water.
Just look at all the water.
We're freaking...
Is that a lake? Are we beating Canada now?
Oh, I can't.
I agree with you, though. I mean, but also you got to see it from the other side.
Oh, no. There's no other side.
Yes, there is. There's obviously the side of the molecules making each other wet.
Okay, you got anything else, Cal?
The only person on that side.
Well, obviously not. The molecules are with me. Which way you do your cereal?
Okay.
Depends on which number bowl I'm on.
First bowl.
cereal and milk.
All right, perfect. That's been the Just for Fun podcast. Find us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, YouTube Shorts, anywhere you get your podcasts. Like, comment, subscribe, and go eat at Maggie's Farm. Thank you. We'll see you next week.